Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja. My name is Kira. Thanks for joining me for yet another discussion about being a witch. Take a seat. We'll start the conversation and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring. Welcome back, everyone, to the Bonfire Bruja. I am your host, Kira. And today I wanted to do something that seems normal to do around a bonfire, especially now that we're heading into summer. It's getting hotter, and weekends are usually best spent around a campfire with your friends. And what better thing to do around a campfire, around any bonfire, than to tell stories? But I'm not going to tell a spooky story, not something that you would have seen on Are You Afraid of the Dark? For those that are way younger than me, Are You Afraid of the Dark was an amazing TV show for tweens and teens, and it was just a bunch of different scary stories. But I wanted to talk about my favorite subject of all, which is Greek mythology. And in Greek mythology, the stories are epic. They're large, they're grandiose. Occasionally, they have a moral of don't piss off the gods. And today's subject, well, she unfortunately learned that lesson the hard way. Her name either means the queen or the strong one. She is one of three sisters and the most famous of all. She was the only one of all her siblings born mortal and turned into a monster. This, of course, is Medusa from Greek mythology. Now, Medusa was a gorgon. A gorgon is described as a winged demon occasionally with jagged or extremely sharp teeth. Snakes for hair, and a gaze that will turn you to stone. But Medusa and her two Gorgon sisters, Theno and Euryale, were not the only siblings. You see, Medusa and her Gorgon sisters were actually the daughters of Porcus and Ceto. Now, Porcus was actually an ancient sea god who predates the Greek Olympians and was the son of the sea and the earth. Gaia and Pontus. Ceto, like with everyone else in Greek mythology, was Porcus's sister, as well as his wife, who was said to be a sea monster. Medusa and her Gorgon sisters also had the unfortunate circumstance of being siblings to the Graiae, the three creatures that guard the cavern into the Gorgon's lair. These three sisters were described as old and ugly, with one tooth and one eye between them that they shared. The Graiae are Deinyo, Enyo, and Phaedro. Medusa is also the sister to the mother of all monsters, Echidna, half nymph and half snake, who birthed the Caucasian eagle, Cerberus, the Cryomian sow, the Chimera, Giron, Hydra, the Nemean lion, Orthus the dog, the Sphinx, and vultures. Rounding out this lovely dysfunctional family is Laedon, the hundred-headed and hundred-voiced dragon, who ends up becoming the constellation Draco. As I mentioned, Medusa was the only mortal of the three Gorgon sisters. And Medusa, well, her story is legend. Medusa, being the only mortal, was considered an exceptional beauty, to the point where she bragged about it, claiming she was more fair than Athena. Now, Athena, the virgin goddess, found some annoyance with the statement, but she wasn't as jealous in her beauty as Aphrodite would have been, so Athena let the comment pass. Now, depending on which myth you read, there's two versions of this story. The version most commonly told is that Poseidon pursued Medusa in her mortal form. He advanced, he tried to romance her and seduce her in every way he could, and she would not be had by Poseidon. There's also the version of the story where Medusa is Poseidon's lover. Whichever version of the story you read, there's a problem. Poseidon continues to pursue Medusa, and he ends up consummating their relationship, be it consensual or not, in the temple of Athena. This, of course, enrages Athena. How dare Medusa? She's mortal. How can you not resist Poseidon? Poseidon, of course, is never blamed, neither version of the story. But because Medusa allowed the desecration in Athena's sacred temple, Athena goes to work and creates a monster more hideous than her Gorgon sisters. Her beautiful hair falls out and is replaced with a slithering of snakes covering her head. Her teeth become razor fangs. In some myths, she becomes half serpent herself. And her eyes. Don't ever look in her eyes. If you do, you will become paralyzed and be added to the menagerie of statues that grace the Gorgon's lair. But unfortunately, this wasn't the end for Medusa. No. This is not where her tale ends. See, there was a hero named Perseus who was sent on a quest. And his path crossed Medusa's. In fact, he went to the Graiae, the three sisters of the Gorgons, and captured the single eye that the Graiae shared between them and withheld it. Now, the Graiae were known as mystics in some stories. They could foretell the future, but only if one of them was holding the eye. So Perseus held on to the eye and only said that he would give it back if he was told where the Gorgons lived. Well, the Graiae broke and they gave the information to Perseus. Now Perseus had known that Medusa's gaze would turn him to stone. And so, using the reflection in his beautiful shield, Perseus entered the Gorgon's lair and entrapped Medusa, decapitating her. Solely by looking at her reflection in the shield, he was not turned to stone. When Medusa's blood spilled onto the ground, two creatures were born, said to be children of Poseidon. The first was Pegasus, the winged horse that Perseus used in his adventures and the remainder of his story. And then there's Chrysaor, a giant warrior. But Medusa is said to have been the mother of two other creatures prior to that, Caica and Caicus, by the god Vulcan. Well, unfortunately, Medusa did not get to rest in peace after Perseus robbed her of her head. Her head was delivered to Athena, which she wore on her Aegis and used in battle. Two vials of blood were taken from Medusa's body. The vial from the left side of her body actually had the ability to raise the dead, and the vial of blood from the right side of her body, that was the power to destroy and to kill immediately. Athena bestowed these upon Alschlepitz, the healer. And that, my friends, is unfortunately the story of Medusa. Now, Medusa is considered a goddess or a protectress or a guardian in many, many legends. She attempted to protect herself, and she protects those who are wronged or seen in an ill light. That being said, we can work with Medusa. We can learn her story. We can watch every movie that has her portrayal in it, such as Percy Jackson or Clash of the Titans, both versions, the one from the 80s and the modern version, and watch how she's portrayed. Is she the victim? Or does she have her own somewhat heroic charms? Or is she just an embittered woman because she was wrong? Or wronged? In which case, can you blame her? Of course, you can decorate an altar to Medusa as well. You can find images of Medusa. It's not that difficult, so I can probably find 200 if I were to type her name into Google at the moment. Images of snake. Snakes can also decorate your altar. But you want to focus on protection and femininity in its various forms, because Medusa was a woman. Although her appearance had changed, and she had undergone some drastic impacts, she was still a woman. Now, four offerings to Medusa, because her parents were sea myth creatures and monsters, and her siblings were mostly sea monsters. Offerings to Medusa can include the seawater or sea salt, coral, which is said what her bones turned into when she was slayed, wine, seafood, and of course, snakes. I hope you all have a wonderful evening. I will see you next week. Until then, do everything you can to craft a bewitching lifestyle.
Do you want to be more involved in the Bonfire Brewha community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Brewha, BRUJA, or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebrewha.com.